د وایس اف امریکا دیوا قدرمنو کتونکو او اوریدونکو ستړي بشي زه شوب زده مو دا وخت زما سره زما همکار محمد اکرم هم تاسو سره موجود یو. نن د امریکا د صدارتي انتخاباتو وړاندې د صدارتي کاندیدانو اخیری مباحثه ده او دغه مباحثه به تاسو ته مونږ نه په نیغه وړاندې کوو. اکرام د دې نه وړاندې یوه مباحثه شوې ده، یوه پاتې شوې ده نن درېمه، او په امریکا کې ورته مهمه مباحثه ویل کېږي.
یقیناً ډیر مهمه په دې باندې را چې دا اخیری ځل دی د دواړو صدارتي امیدوارانو، د ډیموکراتیک پارټي صدارتي امیدوار جو بایدن او د ریپبلیکن پارټي صدارتي امیدوار او اوسنی صدر دا وخت ډانلډ ټرمپ یو بل ته په اول ځل اخیری ځل باندې دا مخامخ کیږي، ځکه چې د دې وروسته به دوی خپل کمپینونه چلوي. خو د دې دواړو سره دا اخیری موقعه ده چې د امریکایي ولس په زړونو کې هغوی څومره پورې خپل ځان لپاره ځای پیدا کولی شي چې ووټ واخلي. نو اخیری موقعه په دې باندې ده چې د یو بل چې کومې تګلارې دي په هغوی باندې یا بریالی کیږي، چې د بل مخالف امیدوار خلاف خپل پوزیشن هغه په امریکایي ولس کې نور هم مضبوط کی. او یقینا دا ځل به شبزاره صاحب زیاتره خبرې دا به د امریکې په دننه سیاست باندې کیږي، ځکه چې امریکایي ولس ته امریکې دننه په سیاست باندې زیاتره دا ووټ ورکوي. په دې کې بعد کورونا وایرس ډېره غټه مسله ده، په دې باندې به باس کیږي. په امریکې کې دننه اقتصاد څومره خراب شوی دی په دې باندې به خبرې اترې کیږي، مهاجرت په د دې په منځ کې په خبرو اترو کې راځي، او یو شمېر د امریکې دننه د نسل یا نسل پرستۍ په حق باندې به هم په دې کې ډېر بحث کیږي. دا مهم موضوعګانې دي چې وړاندې ویلې شوې دي او په دې باندې بحث کیږي.
جی کوم څنګه تاسو یو قدمونو کتونکو د نومبر په درېمه نیټه په امریکا کې کوم صدارتي انتخابات دي، د دغه وړاندې د اخرې مخالف څنګه تاسو ته کوم چې په دې کې په صدر ډانلډ ټرمپ او دغه مخالف کوم کاندید دی هغه په امریکایانو ته خپل پیغام وړاندې کوي. دغه مباحثه د امریکا ټینیس ایالت په ایشول ښار په یونیورسيټي کې کیږي. اکرام، دې مباحثه کې د لومړۍ مباحثې په پرتلا لږ سختی راوستې شوې ده، او سختی په دې ده چې کوم دواړه صدارتي کاندیدان چې مباحثه کوي نو هغې ته ځینې شرطونه یا ځینې اصول ښودل شوي دي. لږ په هغې باندې رڼا واچوئ، تاسو هغه تېره مباحثه په خپله اورېدونکو ته وړاندې کړې هم وه.
بالکل، تیره چې کوم مباحثه شوې وه نو په هغه مباحثه کې دواړه صدارتي امیدواران اکثر هغوی ته چې کوم وخت ورکړل شوی وي د دوه منټو د هغې په منځ کې هغوی خبرې کړې وي، رادنګلي یو بل ته، او یو ځل نه سو ځله مسلسل تر اخر وخت پورې، او ان تر دې چې د دغه چې کوم مباحثه وه د هغې قربا د فاکس ټلویژن سره تعلق لري، په هغه ډېر وتلې خبریال دی، هغه په خپل هم دې ته بار بار ویل چې تاسو
ګډ ایوننګ فرام بیلمونت یونیورسيټي ان ناشویل ټینیسی، آی ام کریستن ویلکر اف ان بی سی نیوز اینڈ آی ویلکم یو ټو د فاینل 2020 پریزیدنشل ډیبیټ پریزیدنت ډونالډ ټرمپ
Trump.
دا د دې په څیر چې د دې په اړه ولا ستاره په وړاندې مې څنګه دا یو د مخامخ پر او مباحثه تراغله.
Very good evening to both of you. Debate will cover 6 major topics. At the beginning of each section, each candidate will have 2 minutes uninterrupted to answer my first question. The debate commission will then turn on their microphone only when it is their turn to answer, and the commission will turn it off exactly when the 2 minutes have expired. After that, both microphones will remain on, but on behalf of the voters, I'm going to ask you to please speak one at a time. The goal is for you to hear each other and for the American people to hear every word of what you both have to say. And so with that, if you're ready, let's start. And we will begin with the fight against the coronavirus. President Trump, the first question is for you. The country is heading into a dangerous new phase. More than 40,000 in the hospital tonight, including members here in Tennessee. And two of you last shared a stage. 16,000 Americans have died from COVID. So be specific. How would you lead the country in this next stage of the coronavirus? 2 minutes, uninterrupted.
So, as you know, 2.2 million people, what were expected to die. We closed up the greatest economy in the world in order to fight this horrible disease that came from China. It's a worldwide pandemic. It's all over the world. You see the spikes in Europe and many other places right now.
If you notice, the
But I was in for a short period of time, and I got better very fast, or I wouldn't be here tonight. And now they say I'm immune, whether it's 4 months or a lifetime, nobody's been able to say that, but I'm immune.
A lot of people are getting
to have a problem that's a worldwide problem. This is a worldwide problem. But I've been congratulated by the many countries on what we've been able to do. With the, if you take a look at what we've done in terms of goggles, and masks and gowns and everything else, and in particular ventilators. We're now making ventilators all over the world, thousands and thousands a month, distributing them all over the world. We'll go away, and as I say,
You
have 2 minutes uninterrupted.
200,000 Americans.
For not taking control. In fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially. Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
We're in a situation where there are thousands of deaths per day. And there are over 70,000 cases per day. Compared to the medical journal said, they're
starting from a low rate. We're starting from a high rate. The expectation is we'll have another 200,000 Americans dead. Or these masks, the president's own advisor told him,
he could save 100,000 lives. And we're not understanding the president thus far has no plan, no compensation. What I'm doing is making sure we have everyone encouraged to plan. And I'm making sure we move in the direction of rapid testing, investing in rapid testing. And make sure that we can set up national standards on how to open up schools and open up businesses and say, and give them aware of what financial aid we're able to do.
I assume you're referencing Regeneron. You also said a vaccine will be coming within weeks.
Yes.
Is that a guarantee?
No, it's not a guarantee, but it will be by the end of the year. But I think it has a good chance. There are two companies, I think, within a matter of weeks, and it will be distributed very quickly.
Can you tell us which companies?
Johnson & Johnson is doing very well. Moderna is doing very well. Pfizer is doing very well. And we have numerous others. then we also have others that we're working on. پښتنو
سره د امریکایي صدر ډانل ټرمپ نه چې هغه څنګه ویلي چې ډېر ضربا مارکیټ ته راشي دا به کله راځي آیا په ورځو کې تا ویل نو آیا ته په دې یقیني دی نوموړي ورته ویلي چې نه دی ورځې نشي ښودلی خو ډېر ضربه راشي د هغه کمپنو نومونه واخیستل جانسن جانسن او مډرنا چې هغوی ویکسین تیار دي او ډېر ضربه مارکیټ ته راشي.
I think my timeline is going to be more accurate. I don't know that they're counting on the military the way I do, but we have our generals lined up, one in particular that's the head of logistics, and this is a very easy distribution for him. He's ready to go as soon as we have the vaccine, and we expect to have 100 million vials as soon as we have the vaccine. He's ready to go.
Vice President Biden, your reaction is 40% of Americans say they definitely agree.
7 million vaccine چې څومره زر مارکیټ ترالل دي تیار دي یو جنرال جنرال د دې لپاره تیار دي چې هغه بداج مواري اخلي او په امریکایي خلکو ته رسوي.
President Trump, your reaction, he says you have no plan.
I don't think we're going to have a dark winter at all. We're opening up our country. We've learned and studied and understand the disease, which we didn't at the beginning. When I closed and banned China from coming in heavily infected and then ultimately Europe, but China was in January. Months later, he was saying I was xenophobic. I did it too soon. Now he's saying, oh, I should have, you know, moved quicker. But he didn't move quicker. He was months behind me. Many months behind me.
موله وای چې د مخالف یعنی جو بایدن د دنه په هر څه ګام پور څه کول کی او خبرو کې ډېر روستو د ډېر په وخت باندې ګامونه اخستل دي او د دې په وخت باندې د دې د هر څه نه هغه شان خبر نو چې د کتنې اوس کړي دا دي تیار دي او دوی تیار دي چې د دې صحیح مقابله وکړي چې خود موړي په هغه باندې دی وی چې دا اوس هغه هم رضيات مهلک نه دي یعنی خلک زیات نملکه څنګه چولاندي
said it was catastrophic, it was horrible, we didn't know what we were doing. Now he comes up and he tells us how to do this. Also, everything that he said about the way every single move that he said we should make, that's what we've done. We've done all of it. But he was way behind us.
Vice President Biden, your response. My
response is Joe Biden's way,
but not because he shut down access from China. And he did it late after 40 countries had already done that. In addition to that, what he did, he made sure that we had 44 people that were in there, in China, trying to get to Wuhan to determine what exactly the
he's
being transparent. The president of China is being transparent. We owe him a debt of gratitude. We have to thank him. And then what happened was we started talking about using the Defense Act to make sure we go out and get whatever is needed out there to protect people. And again, I go back to this. He had nothing, he did virtually nothing. Sangha,
so that Trump Dawake, Abushiroke, Shira Di, the Corona Makhniveke, Kamiya Bashiri, the hospital, Nadekti, the Halkuna, Marizan Yatigi, how do you have a chance to go on a new honesty? Sanchi Pakawu.
We're learning to live with it. We have no choice. We can't lock ourselves up in a basement like Joe does. He has the ability to lock himself up. I don't know. He's
got a lot of money. He was for the movie to this about the this that going to will be do خپل مارکیټونو بازارونه نشي بندولې او په باندې یو ځل بیا ته کوکو چې لکه د جو بایدن په شان په کور کې کینی او دی به د خپل کاروبارونه کوي.
Every meeting I had and I'd meet a lot of families including Gold Star families and military families. Every meeting I had, and I had to meet them, I had to. It would be horrible to have canceled everything. I said, you know, this is dangerous, and you catch it. And, you know, I caught it. I learned a lot. Great doctors, great hospitals. And now I recovered. 99.9% of young people recover. 99% of people recover. We have to recover. We can't close up our nation. We have to open our school. And we can't close up our nation, or you're not going to have a nation.
And of course, the CDC has said young people can get sick.
نه نبی اشاریه نه پیستا ځوانان خلک د دې نه شبی دی د خپل کاروبارونه نشي بندولې او سکولونه باید دلته ځان استشي.
People are learning to die with it.
You folks home will have an empty chair at the kitchen table this morning. That man or wife going to bed tonight and reaching over and trying to touch their
It's not my fault that he came here. It's China's fault. And you know what? It's not Joe's fault that he came here either. It's China's fault. They kept it from going into the rest of China for the most part, but they didn't keep it from coming out to the world, including Europe and ourselves.
Vice President Biden.
مو له وای چې دا د غلطینه دا د دې د موارد نه بلکې چین د دې لپاره د موارد دی چې دا د هغه د وجې د ترغلی
دا وایرس روان دی د ترغلی نو روسا ته ویل چې دا کومه نو په خپل ختم شي دا به د وخت سره ختميږي به څو څو در داسې خبرې وکړي چې هغه ختم نو نن دا د وای چې مونږ هغه سب کنټرول کړي دي او حال دار شي بزرګونو خلک
When I closed, he said I shouldn't have closed. And that went on for months. What Nancy Pelosi said the same thing. She was dancing on the streets in Chinatown in San Francisco. But when I closed, he said, this is a terrible thing. You're xenophobic. I think he called me racist even. And because I was closing it to China. Now he says I should have closed it earlier. It just, Joe, it doesn't work.
I didn't say either of those things.
You certainly did.
That was the Democratic one for یو امیدوار باندې د ډیموکرات ګوند په یو مشر باندې تور لګوي چې هغه چې په خپل د امریکای په یو خار کې ګرځیدل د په خپل چې کله قانون بن کړو نو هغه وخت کې په د باندې د نسل پرستی الزامونه لګولو د زینوفوبیک په نوم یو یاد کو چې دا الزامونه په د باندې لګول شي
The cost of shutdowns, the impact on the economy, the higher rates of hunger, depression, domestic and substance abuse outweighs the risk of exposure to the virus.
What I would say is I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country. It's his ineptitude that caused the virus, caused the country to have to shut down in large part. Everybody says slow up more social distancing do not open bars and do not open
the corona jati social zyatar no agaze ke ba un khalko tabai che halat control ki ki ata sima ke issues no control ki ki
for example schools they need a lot of money to open they need to deal with ventilation systems they need to deal with smaller classes more teachers more pods and
at
least up to now
But forget about him. His Democrat governors, Cuomo in New York, you look at what's going on in California, you look at Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Democrats all, they're shut down so tight and they're dying. They're dying. And he supports all these people. All he talks about is shutdowns. No, we're not going to shut down, and we have to open our schools. And it's like, as an example,
او کومور یا ستونکی د دیموکراتیک پارټي گورنران دی هغه لتا د خارونو په درونو مکلو په داغي باوجود حالت خلک مری او مغه شان به څنګه چی نور دی نیکی
لکی دا کورونا وایرس You've demanded schools open in person and insist they can do it safely, but just yesterday, Boston became the latest city to move its public school system entirely online after a coronavirus spike. What is your message to parents who worry that sending their children to school will endanger not only their kids but also their teachers and
okay.
families?
I want to open the schools. The transmittal rate to the teachers is very small, but I want to open the schools. We have to open our country.
Boston ki mor plan der jat karmandi de ba skulun kulawai numawdawai cha de skulun kulawai au
د کاروبارونو د سکولونو د دې هر څه بندولو له وجې خلک کاروبارونه د لاس ورکوي. د دې له وجې خلک د یو شمېر نورو مسلو سره مخ کیږي، د نفسیاتي مسلو سره کاروبارونه بایلي او په کور کې تشدد نور دي
We ought to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. We ought to be able to safely open, but when they need resources to open, you need to be able to, for example, you can open a business, have social distancing.
کاروبارونه هم خلاص او سکولونه هم خلاص او خو کله موږ په پټه کې حالات سم دي د راتل په دې سکولونو او د کاروبارونو په پټه کې سره کومه خبره کوي موږ د ټیسټونو زه تر دره کولو کار چې کوم دی هغه سمو یا به زیات ټیسټونه کوو او ټول ادارو ته په هغه سہولتونه ورکو یا دا هغه سبب چې کوم دي تاسو ته د کورونا وایرس نه په شوم شي دوی کوم کې به د ساده
It's a ghost town. And when you talk about plexiglass, these are restaurants that are dying. These are businesses with no money. Putting up plexiglass is unbelievably expensive, and it's not the answer.
No, why the Biden plan around the week for plexiglass businesses او په هغه کې نور مخلوق وي نو د دې لپاره چې دا وایي چې په هر رستورانت باندې په ګلاس کې ولا کولی
شي and look at the states that are having such a
کاتل وړي چې څنګه د کې نمبر زیاتو د کورونا کیسونه زیاتو یا کم شو او زه دا څه د پرفور شانتې یا سپینو تا د
سولوشن په نظر نه کوم دا ټول امریکا
د کورونا وایرس پرې د چکم دی دا کومې دي چې
11,000 people in nursing homes.
President Trump, what
about... When you say strike, take a look at what's happening in Pennsylvania, where they've had it closed. Take a look at what's happening with your friend in Michigan, where her husband's the only one allowed to do anything. It's been like a prison. Now it was just ruled unconstitutional. Take a look at North Carolina. They're having... We have to open up. And we understand the disease. We have to protect
the
hearts about
the business yards bandawale pal karubaruna nishi bandawale د دې ډېر خلک هغه د یو شمیر ناروغو سره مخ دي او دوی هغه نشي کولای چې داسې پېک دي د دې ټولو علاج به هم روان وي او خپل کاروبارونه به هم امریکا به هم پرانستی وي.
I'm listening to all of them, including Anthony. I get along very well with Anthony, but he did say don't wear masks. He did say, as you know, this is not going to be a problem. I think he's a Democrat, but that's okay. He said this is not going to be a problem. We are not going to have a problem at all. When Joe says that, I said, we've learned a lot. But Anthony said, don't wear masks. Now he wants to wear masks. Anthony also said, if you look back, exact words. Here's his exact words. This is no problem. This is going to go away soon. So he's allowed to make mistakes. He happens to be a good person.
Vice President Biden, your response quickly, and then we're going to move on to the next section.
The response is that think about what the president knew in January and tell the American people. He was told this was a serious virus that spread in the air. He went on record and said to one of your colleagues, recorded, that in fact he knew how dangerous it was, but he didn't want to tell us. He didn't want to tell us because he didn't want us to panic. Americans don't panic.
او د دې خبره پر کار موجود دا چې د
نیویارک
ټایمز په دې کې دی نو کړی دا د خبره خلکو ته نه
You're the one that takes all the money from Wall Street. I don't take it. You have raised a lot of money, tremendous amounts of money. And every time you raise money, deals are made, you know. I could raise so much more money as president and as somebody that knows most of those people. I could call the heads of Wall Street, the heads of every company in America. I would blow away every record, but I don't want to do that because it puts me in a bad position. And then you bring up Wall Street.
په جو بایدن باندې تور لګوي چې د وال سټریټ یعنې د امریکای چې د کاروبار کم غټ مرکز دی د هغې نه پیسې اخلي دی په خپل نه غواړي چې د هغې نه به زیات پیسې راغونډي کی او ریکارد به هم جوړ کړي په دې نه غواړي.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to move on.
Average contribution $43.
All right, we're going to move on to our next section, which is national security, and I do want to start with the security of our elections and some breaking news from overnight. Just last night, top intelligence officials confirmed again that both Russia and Iran are working to influence this election. Both countries have obtained U.S. voter registration information, these officials say, and Iran sent intimidating messages to Florida voters. This question goes to you, Mr. Vice President. What would you do to put an end to this threat? You have 2 minutes uninterrupted.
I made it clear,
and I ask everyone else to take the pledge. I made it clear that any country, no matter who it is, that interferes in American elections will pay a price. They will pay a price. It's been overwhelmingly clear this election
ke baad kum da amerika pe intikhabat ke las pahane ke ya pade bane
china has been involved to some degree and today pan
ti jo ya pade bane asar ko zai da gi pa ke mata da ke ka ha jo e wa ti ka to khabar wa ka ra pe kam yo e wa da ke no ha ga bar ta de prima wa ke re na mita pus ki
to my knowledge I don't think the
president is going to be able to make his compromise in the cop are going to
I don't know why
come on evadi that he was going to go on about the Pusco
I guess he'd probably be more outspoken with regard to the Iranians but the point is this folks we are in a situation where we have foreign countries trying to interfere in the outcome of our election. His own national security advisor told him that what is happening with his buddy, his buddy,
چې روس چې کوم دی هغه د امریکا په انتخاباتو کې لاس وهنه کوي پای باندې سره کوم کوشش کوي
that I do not get elected the next president of the United States because they know I know them and they know me. I don't understand why this president actually paying bounties to kill American soldiers.
Which the guy who ran for the intercabat to come راغلی او کدی کوم راغلی دی خو زه حیران پدې ما چې ولې صدا ټرمپ چې کوم دی
$3.5 million from Russia. And it came through Putin because he was very friendly with the former mayor of Moscow. It was the mayor of
Dallas.
You got $3.5 million. Your family got $3.5 million. And, you know, someday you're going to have to explain why did you get $3.5 million. I never got any money from
Russia. The mayor of $3.5 million were
contributed. I know about that. And through John Ratliff, who is fantastic, DNI, he said the one thing that's common to both of them, they both want you to lose because there has been nobody tougher to Russia with between the sanctions nobody tougher than me on Russia between the sanctions between the all of what I'm doing with NATO you know I've got NATO countries to put up an extra $120 billion a year that's to guard against Russia I sold while he was selling pillows and sheets I sold tank busters to Ukraine there has been nobody tougher on Russia than Donald Trump. And I'll tell you, they were so bad. They took over the submarine port. You remember that very well during your
term during you and Barack Obama, they took over a big part.